Pero ya ahí no hemos tenido.
He knew Mishnayos, Shishtad and Mishnah, Alpeh, backwards and forwards. Halacha, every Nikud and Halacha, any Shiloh he ever had, any Mitzayah at all, he had Tila Tilim Shalach on any Mitzayah. The Olam made all the Shirim that he gave, and Mechizchinach and Shmaitza through the years, at nights, on Thursday nights, and of course, through the Shas, Yishalmi, and all the Svarim that he worked on, that went out over the years, there's Marvitz Tayra to all over. There was also Arbatza Tayra that he did over here in the shul. I remember how he used to push, like Rabbi Jacobson said, he used to push and prod and ask people, please, come for Nachashir, come for Nachashir, come in the morning, come at night. And he used to try to think of different shiurim. Any shiur. And he wouldn't mind taking another Rav, another Talmud Chacham. These things didn't mean anything to him. The main thing was that people should learn more. It's Tfila. From the morning he pushed himself out and he worked. And Eved Hashem, his diktik b'mitzvahs, every single thing had to be ois gehalten. Every kriya shema was a kriya shema. Every shema esrei was a shema esrei. He was on the airplane and he came and he missed a birkas kayim or ketusha. He ran afterwards to the shul, wherever he had to go to find himself a ketusha, to hear a ketusha. He shouldn't miss a ketusha. He was mashpi on us and all. In all, he's so multifaceted, he's mashpia on us in all different aspects. One, the chesed that he did for us, the chesed he did for the klal, we saw also, we saw the hours that he gave away for people in the shul, and every umlal and every miskin was shoved to shoved by him. They didn't feel anything, but for the chesed, for us that he did, any time he was excited for anything, for himself he didn't need anything. But if he needed something, he saw, he said, take money, go buy a mazgan. Go buy a mazgan for your wife, it shouldn't be hot in the afternoon. Go buy a mazgan. He didn't have one, he didn't need one. That's how he lived. Money didn't mean anything by him, as long as it was somebody else. He lived betachlos apashtos. There's an akuda of a certain simcha and tremendous amount of positive energy and simcha that he used to bring into the house, that was mashpia, a tremendous amount on the house. That hashpa of simcha was compounded many times over when it came to a yomtiv. the days leading up to a Yom Tov, then the Yom Tov itself was a whole Yom Tov. He didn't just live through the Yom Tov. He lived every second of the Yom Tov. Sukkot was Sukkot. He sat in the Sukkot. He took in everything from the Sukkot. And Chanukah was Chanukah. And Pesach, you felt by the Seder. He used to say, oh, the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you mamash felt like you were there. You felt the whole process happening. On Tisha B'Av, you felt the Avelus, tangible, the Avelus that he felt. You helped to feel, he felt the Churban. He felt a certain Av of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, he felt a certain missing in the Churban, and we felt in the house. The main focus could be that we felt over the years was the dogish that he put on bringing Hashem into our lives, and always looking for Hashem, looking for a Bashar Kite, looking for where the Eibush is, and making sure that you bring him in to live with him. And the second part of that was called Masecha Shilu Shem Shemayim, that everything that you do should be for the Eibushter. You shouldn't be doing things for other people. He hated Sheker. He couldn't stand when people did things for Sheker. He was, by him, was a big dogish that we do things for the Eibushter, and that's it. And that's only for the Eibushter. His bitachin, of course, especially like 10, 15 years, how he worked on it, and he worked on it, and he gave it over to us, and he brought us into it, that we felt it, and we lived it. Before 4 years ago, when we started thinking, I started thinking if I should move to America. And I thought that for myself, it's kedai, roughly a stick to move back to America. I sat one night with my wife and we were discussing back and forth, yeah, go, not go, yeah, go, not go. And I figured that it's okay, the kids, will bring them up, Brit Hashem, a good roughly a stick of kids in Lakewood. But there was one thing that we kept on saying that was missing. What's going to be? Zadie's house. We lived there for so many years together. We lived there every day. The kids felt that kedusha. The kids felt that simcha. The kids felt that positive. Those Fridays when they used to dance with Eitan Eklach. And Shabbos. And Beit Shemesh. And Yom Tovim. How could I take the kids away from such a positive chinuch from Zadie and Bobby? That was how we felt. That was the only side like that would be ma'akev us from going to America. I want to ask Mechila and Tati if I was Pagayu, and I'm sure I was. We worked together for so many years, and I'm sure I said things that I shouldn't have said. You can Michael me, shame my family. If you can be a militia for the children, for the sons, for the daughters, it's from me.
We should continue giving nachas. We should continue davening for us upstairs. Bilam Mavas Lanetzach.